More and more people are shopping online. And you know what that means, too?
Scary stuff. That's what it means.
Could be putting their security and identities at risk. In fact, we've heard numerous stories, in fact, just this past weekend about Sony getting hacked. What can you do to protect yourself? Hector Hoyos is on the line. He's the CEO of Hoyos Labs. And Hector, it seems like every day, every week, we hear something new in this regard. What's going on out there?
Well, good morning, Craig and Susie. Passwords are a problem. Passwords are can be easily stolen by people around us. They can easily be hacked from back-end servers. So long as passwords exist, we are not going to be digitally safe.
A lot of people use rather simple passwords, maybe to remember them. What are some of the more common passwords? And I would imagine those would be some to avoid.
That's right. Some of the most common passwords are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And believe it or not, a lot of people use the word password itself as a password. And then, of course, people tend to use their family name or their children's name. Now, that has been less and less easy to do as corporations have required users to utilize more complex passwords. So when you set up a new site, you know, you have all the rules, uppercase, lowercase, 8 digits, and so forth, which just makes it more complicated. You know, the frustration of passwords is universal. We use multiple sites. We have to have multiple passwords. And most of the time, we don't remember them.
And sometimes you have multiple emails, too. So even though there's that little I forgot my password link on most sites, it may not go to an email that's even in existence anymore.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So we know what the difficulties are, but what's your suggestion for a solution?
So the solution is we've created an app called 1U, and simply put, your password is your face. You don't have to remember any usernames, any passwords. You don't have to remember any, which was the first car you had out of college sort of questions to validate your identity. You simply look at your smartphone and you select the site you want, and it automatically logs you into whatever site, whether it's Facebook or your mail account or your bank account.
That is incredible. I mean, it sounds like something that everybody would prefer rather than remembering passwords. But I will say, I mean, when Apple technology allowed you to use the thumbprint recognition, it didn't always work that well.
And that's correct. And part of the reason is because the thumbprint sensor is subject to environmental constraints, meaning if you wake up in the morning and it's very, very cold and your print is very dry, then the sensor is not going to pick it up. On the other hand, the face is a matter of just simply glaring at your phone and the camera picks you right up as if you were doing a selfie. And that's it. You're in.
Hector Hoyos is our guest today, and I noticed that you've got more than 20 patents on this kind of technology and different technology through the years. How did you get involved in this field?
I became involved doing work for defense and intelligence applications. I co-invented some technologies with some of the top research labs in the United States that were directed at protecting our soldiers in both peacetime and wartime. And from there, I figured that it would be very interesting to transition those technologies to the commercial sector. And, of course, as today we live in a world dominated by continual hacks and attacks on consumers, I think that was a pretty good call that my partner and I did a few years ago to take those technologies into the civilian space.
Obviously, our passwords are the first key to unlock pretty much whatever it is we want out there on the internet. But do you have any other suggestions for other safety measures while you're out there shopping online?
Well, you know, try to keep, you know, a suggestion for a lot of people that use Facebook, for example, and social sites in general is that those hackers are out there targeting individuals. It's clear hackers are going to target individuals now. They're not just going after corporations. And many times they know that people tend to use information that is relevant to them from their private life to make up passwords. So you may want to keep that in mind next time you're putting too much information about yourself on your social media sites.
The app is called OneU, and Hector, if people would like more information about it, how it works, where can they go?
Well, they can go to our website, www.1uapps.com, or they can go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download it from there.